It was a beautiful, partly cloudy day Tuesday as preparations were made for the drill. Airport manager Matt Kolhonik sets up the training scenario.
We've simulated an airplane in distress. We're working with the FAA Air Traffic Control Tower as well as part of this. Pittsfield will, as the stages increase, as the aircraft is coming in, obviously in pretend, they will respond to a standby location. When they get the call from the tower that the aircraft has crashed, obviously they'll respond in an emergency situation.
Playing the part of the crashed aircraft in the drill, a single-engine plane that really did crash at the airport back in June. Mark Risen with Aviation Center made the plane available for the exercise. He says the folks on board that day were very lucky.
The incident didn't have any injuries of any kind, so it's just one of those poor decisions.
For the training exercise, the plane sat nose down, its prop twisted from contact with the ground, but otherwise not in bad shape. The scenario was that the pilot of an incoming plane was having trouble with his oil pressure. A few minutes later, he reported to the control tower that he had oil on his windscreen. And finally, the plane crashed. Three Pittsfield Township firefighters served as victims, two inside the plane, one lying on the ground outside. Burn barrels containing old fire truck engine oil provided flames and smoke, adding realism to the exercise. Three township fire trucks arrived on the scene from a nearby staging area. One of the trucks set up next to a fire hydrant to boost the available water pressure, a tactic also used in fighting structure fires. Firefighters deployed hoses, and the truck engines revved as a foamy mixture was pumped onto the fire. Other firefighters approached the plane and began the process of assessing the condition of the victims. Leg and neck braces were brought out, and before long, the victims had been stabilized and moved away from the crash site. With the victims taken care of and the fire out, it was time for the participants to talk about how it went.
I'm going to start it off, but there's no particular order, so we're just going to go in a circle.
Ann Arbor Municipal Airport Manager Matt Kolhonik says Tuesday's drill was one of three being conducted this week.
They're all the same, but it allows for Pittsfield Township to have all their different shifts take care and get a feel for the emergency response.
The last of the exercises is taking place today. Kolhonik hopes to expand on the drills next year to include Huron Valley Ambulance and other agencies. Pittsfield Township Fire Captain Jeff Folk described the drill as outstanding and something you just can't put a value on.
Anytime we get the opportunity to do training that's hands-on, that we're actually touching, feeling, using real lines, using real airplanes, using real patients, the benefit to the community, to the aircraft community, to the airport, it's really second to none. And we can talk about videos and books, and we can look at posters and pictures, but until you actually put your feet on the ground and get to do these things by actually touching and feeling them, that's really when you start being able to make a difference.
Bob Eccles, WEMU News.